The rights and actions of transgender individuals are coming under increased scrutiny these days. I'm reading from a story that producer Pete handed to me on Friday. The Trump administration is preparing to designate transgender people as quote-unquote violent extremists in the wake of Charlie Kirk's murder. We are looking at the entire spider web for any of these attacks, said Kash Patel, the director of the FBI. Many in Trump's inner circle feel that a cult of gender ideology is behind an explosion of violence by some as yet unidentified in the radical left. There's a lot to unpack there, but I just say all of that to welcome our next guest. Lily Bertrand is on a line, a transgender woman, and we asked Lily to join us, and you recognize the name Bertrand. This is Steve Bertrand's daughter. Not so much to comment on all of that as to tell us something that happened to her just recently. I think it was one day last week, and I heard about this story in the halls here, and I thought maybe you and I should hear her story. Lily, you're on WGN. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you, John?
Good, thanks. You were at a Walmart and somebody approached you in a parking lot. Do I understand that correctly?
Yes. Walking out of the parking lot and someone was waiting at the exit to say their piece.
When did this happen and where?
This was Thursday evening at a Walmart just off the 2E exit in Niles.
Okay. So in the Chicago suburbs, at a Walmart, you went into the store and you came out? Is that when this encounter happened?
Yes. I walked out of the store, was walking back to my car, and I heard someone yelling, screaming something. I was planning to just walk by and not pay attention to it until the sound kept following me. And I turned around and I saw a man with a bright red MAGA hat in his mid-30s with his phone up in front of his face screaming. And then I realized he was screaming at me.
What was he saying?
Well, he was saying a number of things. He was accusing me of killing innocent people. He was telling me that I'm next, that we're next, and that they're coming for us. He made some religious comments, just in general disparaging me for my gender identity.
He was wearing a MAGA hat? I mean, this sounds like a Jussie Smollett-type scenario. This is out of central casting, isn't it?
It was very on the nose in terms of what this person looked like.
What else? Can you describe the age of this person? It was a male. Was he by himself? Just paint that picture a little more for me.
Absolutely. He was a mid-30s guy. He had a well-trimmed beard, bright red MAGA hat that looked like it was out of the box. He was carrying a bunch of stuff that he had clearly just gotten shopping, but felt the need to pause his trip to come out and harass me. We were standing out in the front of the, Walmart where everyone's coming in and out. There were about a dozen people around us who were kind of all just standing there and watching as this all unfolded.
So he's got the phone and now he's videoing this encounter. He's yelling these things at you. How long would you say he followed or harassed you then?
So the initial moment was a couple seconds. To get him off my tail, I tried to drop my voice and say that I was a guy, something I'm not very proud of, but that didn't work. I tried to make some comments with hostility to get him to move away, and that didn't work. So I decided to just turn and start walking to my car. And for about 10 to 15 seconds, he continued behind me yelling. And then eventually he peeled away to start going towards his car, never stopped screaming, never stopped pointing the camera at me until he got into his car. And once he got into his car, I was able to see him, and I could see that he was still videoing me from his car. And so I made the choice at that point. I didn't want him to see my license plate. I didn't want him to follow me out of the parking lot. So I decided to go to a row that wasn't mine and hide between two cars. And then about a minute or so passed where I was waiting for him to leave. He eventually did leave and did a slow roll past the row that I was in, at which point I kind of ducked down. And then I got back into my car once I was sure he was gone. So probably 2 to 3 minutes of an endeavor.
videoing you, I guess, with his phone. Do you have any idea what he intends to do with the video or would? Like, maybe if you reacted with hostility, he'd have a gotcha, or maybe he's going to post it somehow, some way, somewhere. Do you have any idea what his intention was?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty clear he was trying to provoke me, potentially get a reaction out of me. He was, you know, taking this video also to a degree to be proud of himself. He harassed someone. He did what he was supposed to be doing. It didn't feel like I mattered. It felt like I was kind of an object of his hatred.
And what about the people that were witnessing this? Did anybody say, hey, back off, fella?
No. That was one of the more troubling parts of it. When I got back to my car and started thinking about it, I remembered how many people were just observing what was going on, and, you know, how alone I really felt when I was dealing with this person on my own in front of everybody.
Lily, did you get the feeling that you walked out of the store and he's standing there with the camera videoing you? Did you get the feeling that maybe he saw you in the store and knew you were going to be exiting and was waiting for you? I mean, this guy clearly could have walked to his car and just gone about his business. Was he kind of waiting for you?
I'm fairly certain, unless he's incredibly well-equipped to get his phone out. The second I saw him, second I walked out the door, there was yelling. Second I saw him, his phone was out. So I have no doubt that he was planning to do that once he saw me in the store.
And his only reason to harass you was you would appear to him to be a transgender female, and having decided that, he's now decided that he needs to hurl his ire at you, either threatening you with violence or wondering if you're going to be violent at somebody else, a la Charlie Kirk, right?
Yes, very much so.
Have you had encounters like this before?
You know, I'm really tremendously lucky in that this is the most significant encounter that I've had with, you know, a hateful individual. But I would be, you know, even more lucky if this was the last time I had this experience. I've been hearing it more from people that I know. When I talked to my dad about this, something I said offhand was, I'll be stronger next time, which I didn't even realize was a pretty harsh thing to realize. And on top of that, this was probably the most tame version of an interaction between a trans woman and a hateful person. This scared me really deeply, but it was someone yelling at me in a parking lot. You know, trans people are being beaten and unhoused and killed. And so I am seeing the trend of things going in this direction, and it is definitely starting to really scare me.
Well, it just takes my breath away, Lily. I'm so sorry to hear this, both to you and for you, but for anybody else, for any reason, that has to undergo anything like this. On the Northwest side, late last week, Lily Bertrand was verbally assaulted by somebody waiting to video her with this guy's phone as she exited a Walmart. She's been telling us this story about the plight of one person one time who is a transgender female. But as you said, according to the stories you've heard from others, this is small in comparison, and you're worried about the future. Lily, we got about 4 or 5 minutes left before we end this conversation. And I'll ask you to make sure we hear any message you want us to hear. But let me also just read this. Our text line, of course, is blown up now. Please tell Lily Bertrand that many of us are very supportive of her. We will stand up for her right to be her true self. 385 says, I'm so sorry this happened. Please know it is not indicative of all white men. John R. E. Ms. Bertrand's story, this is not the America that I grew up in. John, I'm so sorry for Lily, especially since no one stood up for her. John, please tell her I would stand up for her. You know, Lily, I wonder what, in a situation like that, you want people to say or do, or what you should do. My gut reaction is, don't be part of the video. Don't get into a physical confrontation. do essentially what you did, and that is walk away. Do you think that's the best strategy?
Absolutely. I mean, if you're in my position, absolutely just get out of there, keep yourself safe, go to a place where you're secure, get away from that person. If you're not in my position and you're in the position where you're watching something like this happen, I definitely implore you to step in the same way you would see people step in if they watched any other altercation happening. It doesn't need a unique response for a unique situation. Just one or two people putting some pushback instantly changes the situation. And yeah. Something else I want to say really quick is all of the messages, that's incredibly kind. I'm so glad to hear that. Something I want to mention is, you know, I'm really glad to hear that so many people want to stand up for me, and I appreciate that so much. And I think that a lot of people have more opportunities to do that than they would think, just in daily conversation, advocating for trans people, talking about trans issues, and not letting those kinds of guys get away with comments. You can stand up for trans people, and it doesn't have to be in a super big, explosive fight outside of Walmart. It can be day to day.
You know, the version of that in the past was you're with a bunch of people, maybe guys, and somebody says something about somebody's race or gender or they're gay, and you don't support it, but you don't say anything. You just look away and try not to participate with your eyes. It sounds like you're asking us to say no. It requires just a little more engagement than that, huh, Lily?
Yes, it does, because I would be willing to bet that none of the people who are standing around this guy had the same beliefs. None of them wanted to join in. None of them wanted to see any harm come to me. But it's scary to be an advocate in that way. And I think when the country is trending in the way that it is, we kind of all have a responsibility to do whatever it is that we can. And I'm not saying you have to, you know, move the world around, but just keep it in mind and don't really look away. Like you said, don't look away with your eyes, participate with your heart.
And where it is described by Pam Bondi and others as a cult of gender ideology, whatever that means, do you ever have moments of doubt about your identity and your true self as a transgender woman, even after having gone through something like this? Are you as ever confident that this is who you are?
Absolutely, John. As confident as you are that your name is John, there's no doubt in my mind that this was the right choice for me. I don't anticipate things getting better anytime soon, and I also don't anticipate detransitioning. This is who I am. This is the life that I'm going to live. It doesn't really matter to me how hard people want to make it. This is who I am. There's no doubt, the same way that there's no doubt who you are.
You've done good here, Lily.
Thank you. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity and the platform to share this experience.
Lily Bertrand is Steve Bertrand's daughter, a transgender female who got through an encounter, and we hope it's the last week.